The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 7 and 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 13th, 1973, in New Delhi, India.
Vasudevi Bhagavati, Vasudev is another name of Krishna, because Krishna appears as the son of Vasudev. Whenever Krishna appears, he appears as the son of Vasudev and Devaki. Krishna is the origin of everyone. So how there can be a father and mother of Krishna? Krishna is described as sarva karana karanam, the cause of all causes. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, aham adirhi devana. Devana, the demigods, the first demigod is Lord Brahma, the first living creature within this universe. Then Vishnu, then Lord Shiva, then other demigods, Indra, Chandra, Surya, many, some millions. So, how Vasudev can become his father, so that his name is famous as Vasudev, son of Vasudev? The thing is, Vasudev formerly underwent severe austerities, and he wanted a son like Krishna. So Krishna agreed that like me, there is nobody else. Krishna is asama urdha. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is above him. Therefore, Vasudev, in his previous birth, he wanted Krishna like a son like Krishna. See, he could not find anyone like him. Therefore, he agreed himself to become his son. The idea is that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he comes upon this material world, just like ordinary human child, he accepts his devotee as his father, his devotee as his mother. That is the way. Therefore, Krishna appeared as the son of Vasudev, and he is well known as Vasudev. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullaha. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that a person advancing in spiritual knowledge must come to the point of understanding Vasudev, Vasudev. Then his knowledge is perfect. Bahunam janmanam ante. Not ordinary men, but those who are actually searching after the Supreme Absolute Truth. Such persons, bahunam janmanam ante, after many, many births of searching like that, he understands that Vasudev is everything. Vasudeva sarvamiti. So mahatma sudullabha. Such mahatma, an advanced soul, mahatma and khudratma, and duratma, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, they are called mahatma. And the symptom of mahatma is mahatmanastha mang prartha devi prakriti masrita bhajanti ananya manaso. Mahatma is not changing a dress or having a big beard. Mahatma is described. Who is Mahatma? Mahatma is the man partha, Devi Pratitimas. Mahatma is not under the control of this material energy. He is under the shelter of spiritual energy, Devi Prakriti. And the symptom is Bhajanti Ananya Manaso. He has no other business than to serve the Supreme Personality, Bhajanti, Bhajasivaya. This Bhajadhatu is used in the sense of service, Bhajanti. The Bhajanti word is used in Bhagavad Gita many places. Bhajanti, ārtu ārthāci jignyāsu, chatudvidā bhajante maṁ. Chatudvidā bhajante maṁ sukriti na arjuna. Sukriti, sukriti means pious. Those who have done pious activities, they come to the position of bhajanti. Not all of them. That is also explained in another place. Jesav antagatam papam. Those who have finished their sinful activities, jesam antagatam papam jananam punna karmanam, those who are actually engaged in pious activities. Therefore, according to our Vedic civilization, people are advised to act piously. If a man is very poor, he has nothing to give in charity or make sacrifice, go to the Ganges, take your bath. That is also pious activities. So in this way, the whole life, whole Vedic civilization is based on inducing people to be engaged in pious activities. Because by acting piously, one day they come to the stage of bhajan. India is trained by culture, by birth. The land of Bharatvarsha is Punyabhumi, is still in fine in Kumbh Mela. Many millions of people will come to take bath, to take deep into the Ganges, because they think it is pious. So, through the veins of Indians, the spiritual fluid is flowing. Unfortunately, the leaders are misguiding them, and they are becoming atheists generally. It's a very regretful situation. So anyway, after many pious activities, one may come to the platform of Bhagavad Bhajan. Chatudvidha bhajante ma. Sukriti na arjuna. Artu arthati jigyasu gyanicha bharatarsa. Four classes of man. Those who are distressed, artha, suffering. Everyone is suffering, but those who are acutely suffering. Artho arthat, those who are in need of some money. Artho jignyasu, and inquisitive, what is God? And gyani, means actually those who are in knowledge, they are searching after. The four classes of man begins bhajan. Not the other opposite numbers are Namāna duṣkṛtinā mūḍhā prapadyante narādhamā. Those who are duṣkṛtinā, background is simple, sinful activities. They cannot take. So here in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, Śrūta Gosvāmī is explaining in the meeting of Naimiṣārāṇyā. He says, Vāsudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prerita. If you begin your bhakti-yoga, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga can be applied only to Vasudeva Bhagavati. Bhakti Yoga is not applied anywhere. The Shastra does not say. Bhakti means to serve. And yoga, the process, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita also. Bhagavad Gita is Bhakti Yoga. Maya sakta mana prartha yogam junyan madasra. Madasra. After taking shelter of Krishna or representative of Krishna. Krishna or representative of Krishna. Now you have to take shelter. Madasraya. Narottam Das Thakur says, Asraya laiya bhaje, Krishna tare nahi taje. Anyone who takes asraya and begins his bhajan, Krishna tare nahi taje. Krishna cannot give him up. Krishna will accept him. And in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, tad vijnanartham sa guru meva virachet. In the Bhagavad also it is said, tasmat guram prapaddeta jigyasu se uttamam. Those who are inquisitive, brahma jigyasu, jigyasu sriyam uttamam. Sriyam means the ultimate benefit, goal of life. People are very much attached to the immediate benefit. Just like children. Children, if you give him 2 pies worth lozenges, he is very much attached. But if you want to engage him in education, he is not very much attached. So there are 2 things, Sreya and Priya. Priya means immediate enjoyment. And Sreya means future benefit. So Sreya Uttamam. Everyone is doing something just like a child is being educated for future happiness. But this happiness, this material happiness, is temporary. Even if you are educated very nicely, become a big lawyer or high court judge or anything, big post, they are all temporary. Because as soon as the body is finished, everything is finished. Then again you have to take birth. There is no guarantee what kind of birth. Suppose you get birth again in human society, then you have to take again education. Again if you want to become some big post. Therefore everything here is temporary. Anitya. Anitya. Anitya means they are not the permanent. But here it is said Sreya Uttamam. Uttamam means Udgata Tama, Jasma. This material world is called Tama. Therefore Vedic advice is Tamasi Ma, Jyotirgama. Don't remain in this darkness. Try to go to the light, Jyotirgama. So, uttamam means, this word you have an uttam. The uttam means transcendental, beyond this material world. So there is a shreya, ultimate benefit of life, beyond this material world. So one who is interested, the shreya or ultimate benefit of life, beyond this material world, for him there is need of accepting a guru. Tasmad gurum prapaddeta jigyasu sriyam uttamam. Uttamam. Not for this. Generally, people go to accept a guru for some material benefit, for cheap ashirvad, so that he can become more opulent in this material world. But that is not Sreya. These things will be finished. These things will be finished with your body, and body is sure to be finished. Mittu sarva harastaham Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that I am the death and I take away everything at the death, at the time of death. Mittu sarva harastam. You make all assets. You make good bank balance, skyscraper building, good family, everything. But everything will be taken away at the time of death. Then another chapter. Then you do not know what chapter begins. That will depend on your karma. The same thing, contamination. As you have made your mental condition, sadātad bhāva bhāvit, you'll get, nature will give a similar body. This is going on. Karmanā daivana trena. Jantar deha upapatti. By karma, everyone is working. But everybody is working in three modes of nature. This material world, there are three modes of nature. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. So if you are working in Tamagun, then you are preparing a body of Tamagun. If you are working in Rajagun, then you are preparing a body for Rajagun. Similarly, Satagun. Everything is described in the Bhagavad Gita. What is the different result? Urdhaṁ gacchanti sattva-svā. Those who are working in satagun, they will go to the higher planetary system. There are jana-lok, maha-lok, tapa-lok, brahma-lok, satya-lok, siddha-lok. You go there. Urdhaṁ gacchanti sattva-svā. Madhye tiṣṭhanti rājasā. And if you want to remain in the middle planetary system, then that is Rajagun. And javanna guna vrittistha adho gacchanti tamasa. And those who are working in tamagun, javanna, most abominable behavior. And they will go to the animal kingdom or the lower planetary system. This is the process. As you are contaminating, karanam guna sangasa, sadasat janma jonisu. Sat and asat janma. Why there are so many varieties of that? Cats, dogs, trees, aquatics, birds, beasts, human beings, demigods, civilized, uncivilized, so many. Why there are so many varieties? Karanam guna sangasa. As he is associating with different types of qualities, he is getting a different type of body. This is going on. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna kripa paye bhakti lata bij. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the living entity is rotating within this universe, brahmanda bhramite. Sometimes this planet, sometimes that planet, sometimes this body, sometimes that body. In this way, he is rotating from time immemorial. But by chance, by fortune, if he gets in touch of a proper guru, and then he gets Krishna. Guru Krishna Kripa. By Krishna's mercy, he gets guru. And Guru's mercy, he gets Krishna, simultaneously. If he is actually serious about Krishna, Krishna consciousness, this is important that when we hear about Krishna, therefore satsanga is required to awaken that Krishna consciousness, dormant Krishna consciousness within everyone's heart. Everyone's heart there, because he's part and parcel of Krishna. Just like a boy who has left his home from childhood, somehow or other separated from his rich father, loitering in the street. But he's reminded, he can remember. Similarly, we are all sons of the most opulent father, Vaisajasya Samadrasya Bijasya Jasasya. Unfortunately, we have forgotten. We are thinking that I am American, I am Indian, and this or that. and toiling and laboring hard struggle for existence. Therefore, the most beneficial welfare activity is Krishna consciousness. We are reminding people that you are son of such great personality, of Krishna, why don't you go back to your home? Why you are rotting in this material world, suffering? This is the mission. They require this education. When one understands that I am rotting here, this nasty place, this is a nasty place, not only this material planet, anywhere within this material world. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartinam. Even if you go to the Brahma loka, where the duration of life you cannot calculate, and the standard of life is very, very good, but still, Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartinam, wherever you go, the janma mrityujara vyadhi is there. You cannot avoid. So, this information, Krishna consciousness is, even up above Brahma-loka. Therefore, it is the most beneficial welfare activities in the world, Krishna consciousness, to awaken Krishna consciousness. So, this awakening is possible when one is engaged in the devotional service of Vasudeva, Krishna. Just like these boys, these European, American boys, foreign, they have been engaged in the service of Vasudeva. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam. This is Archan. This is offering arati, bhog, and Savanam Kirtanam, chanting Hare Krishna Mantra and hearing. These are the devotional processes, 9 processes. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasam Sakham Mahakunivedam. So this is called Bhakti Yoga. So here it is said, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Vasudeva, Krishna, who is Krishna? Bhagavan, Bhagavati. He is not ordinary person, ordinary person, he is Bhagavan, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Sam. There are many Bhagavans, but the original Bhagavan is Krishna. Aham Adidhidhimanam, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Pravartate. So in this way, Krishna is the Supreme. Therefore, here it is said, Vasudeva Bhagavati. Don't consider Krishna as human being. Abhijananti māna mūrhā māna simtanumāsita. Because he comes to show actually what is God. He comes as human being. That does not mean he is like us, human being. Just like in the prison house, if sometimes the governor goes to inspect and the prisoner thinks, oh, now governor is also one of us. He has become prisoner. Just like Mahatma Gandhi went to the prison house, and the pickpocket, if he thinks, now Mahatma Gandhi is also one of us. This is wrong. This is wrong. Abhijananti māna mūrhā. Because he is mūrhā, the pickpocket, he is thinking that Mahatma Gandhi is also like me. Or the governor, he has come into the prison house, therefore he is also like one of us. No. Out of his mercy, he comes. The people are searching after God. These so-called speculators, big scholars, they are trying to understand God. God may be like this, may be like that. Why maybe? You do not know God. Just admit that you do not know. Why you are cheating? Maybe means you do not know. So why don't you say, I do not know? But these rascals will say, maybe like this. Why maybe? Here is God. I am like this, Krishna says. Krishna says, here I am. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam kalpattate. And he is worshipped by all sages, saintly persons. When Arjuna admitted him that, Krishna, you are Parabrahma. Parabrahma param dhāma pavitram paramam bhavam purusam śāśvata. You are purusa. Purusa means enjoyer. Śāśvata means eternally. Not that you are now enjoyer and formally you are something else. No. Śāśvata, purusa, ādyam, original. So, this is the appreciation of Krishna. After reading Bhagavad Gita, if you do not understand Krishna, if you try to banish Krishna, then what kind of reading of Bhagavad Gita? This is all nonsense. If actually one understands Bhagavad Gita, if he has actually studied, then, just like Arjuna, he'll admit, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhava. That is Arjuna's experience after hearing Bhagavad Gita. And he said that you are accepted by great personalities, Asita, Narada, Vyasa, Devala, big, big personalities. So, Swayamcha, you are also speaking yourself. We have heard from Shastras and authorities, and you are speaking personally, therefore I accept you that you are Parabrahma. This is the study of Bhagavad. So, God is explaining Himself personally, and He is accepted by authorities, not only in days of yore, formerly, but recently within 500, 700 years, big, big acharyas, Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, big, big acharyas, stalwart, latest within 500 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone accepts Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. And these rascals are searching out what is God. Just see their rascalness. God is here and is searching. So those who are searching after God, and if they are making some proposition, thesis, these are all nonsense, cheating. You do not know God, to admit, that is very good. But why you are making thesis? By God is not subjected to your mental speculation. That is confirmed in the Brahma Sangita. Panthastu koti satavatsa sampragamma vayu rathapi manasu munipungavana sapvastija prapadasimna avichinta tatte govindamadi purusam tavahamuja. Panthastu koti satavatsa. We have got experience of flying by the airplane, it goes 500, 600, 1000 miles per hour. But here it is said, Panthastu koti satavasya sampragamma vayu rathapi. On the aeroplane of the speed of air, or on the speed of mind, you can understand the speed of mind. You are sitting here, immediately you can go to London, 10,000 miles out. The speed of mind, you can understand. So here is even on the speed of mind, not this 1,000 mile speed or 500 mile speed, on the speed of mind. The speed of mind means within a second it can go millions of miles. That is the speed of mind. So it is said, panthastu, and with that speed, if you go on, koti satavastha sambra, for many millions of years, to find out where is God, it is impossible. You cannot. Panthastu koti satavatsa sampragamma vayu rathapi manasu munipungavana. And by whom? Munipunga, great, great saintly persons. So still avichinta tatte, still it remains avichinta tatte. You cannot understand. Nāyamātmā pravacanena labhya. In the Vedas it is said, simply by argument, speculation, you cannot understand. You have to understand God from God or from His representative. Otherwise it is not. This is the process. So, therefore, it is said that Vasudeva Bhagavati. If you engage yourself in devotional service, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga, not other yoga. Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Hatha Yoga, they will not be appreciated. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Krishna said, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati. Krishna never said, by process of Jnana or Karma or Yoga, no. You cannot. Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati. Or he speaks to Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktosi, Priyosi, me. So without bhakti, without bhakti yoga, there is no possibility of understanding what is God. Take it for certain. Therefore, the Bhagavad says, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojit. If you apply bhakti yoga in the Supreme Personality of God, Vasudeva Bhagavati, then what will be the result? The result is, janayati asu vairagyam, jnananca tadahitam. Two things required for perfection of life, jnana and vairagya. Jnana means perfect knowledge. What is that perfect knowledge? Aham brahmasmi. I am not this American, Indian, or this and that. I am Brahma Vastu. I am part and parcel of God. God is part of Brahma. And I am also part and parcel, therefore I am also Brahma. The part and parcel of gold is gold. One has to realize that I am not this body, matter. I am spirit soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Soul. That is called jnana. Not that any PhD, DSC. These are not jnana. They are different expansion of ajnana. This so-called university education, DSC, PhD, they are simply expansion of ajnana. He is, again, therefore, the more a person is so-called scientist educated, he is more godless. That means he is going deeper and deeper into the ajnana. Because jnana means to know God. That is not real jnana. Bhunam janmanamante jnanavam maam prabhadyate. They are not ajnanavam. Then if you do not know God, if you do not know what you are, if you do not know what is your relationship with God, then what is your jnana? That jnana for eating, sleeping, mating, the cats and dogs they have got. We mean to say, to have better knowledge, how to eat nicely, how to sleep nicely, or how to have sexual intercourse nicely. Is that jnana? No. They are all ajnana. They are the business of the cats and dogs. Real jnana is to know aham brahmasmi, brahma bhuta prasannatma nasuchatina. That is real jnana. And vairagya means, if you are not interested in this material world, then your real interest is spiritual life. That makes your life successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.